Letters to the broadcaster. You write in at powerfmsa.com.au and we'll share it. Your opinions, your stories, whatever you're thinking. And let's get started. Only a few in today. This first one from Kim saying, Damon, I'm getting the family ready for a Christmas lights tour this weekend. But other than a couple of posts here or there in Facebook groups, I can't seem to find an all-in-one list for out-of-the-city locations. It's time for Power FM to create something, surely. Now, we don't have a platform, Kim, that you can go and check out, but I'm going to try to do the right thing by you. If you are looking for Christmas lights right now, I've just clicked post on our Power FMSA Facebook page. Let's get everyone helping on this. If you know of some great locations in your street, around your neighbourhood, in your town for Christmas lights, jump onto Power FMSA's Facebook page and list locations for those Christmas lights displays. Town and street, that's all we need. We don't need the full-on address, but town and street, that will be enough. And if we all band together, we'll be able to come up with quite the list of Christmas lights. And hopefully, Kim, that'll do the trick as you head out with the family this weekend. Fingers crossed. This next letter comes in from Harry saying, how amazing are our SES volunteers? Then he says, I'll answer that. Very. After everything they did to protect our communities last summer, this one's already started with grass fires and so much debris from the crazy winds we've had this week. I couldn't be more grateful. Thank you to every single volunteer involved. Yeah. Oh, I mean, just goosebumps just hearing you there, Harry. You can go onto the ses.sa.gov.au website. If you're interested in getting involved with your local SES, you can do so. There's a volunteer page there you can have a look through, or you can actually donate to the SES as well. We know how important these guys and girls who just give up their time for their local communities are. Harry, so glad you've pointed that out. In fact, I've done a little bit of a searching around this morning and I'm onto the Facebook page for the Mount Barker SES. And just yesterday they posted, it's been a busy 24 hours for our crew since 3 p.m. I figure Saturday or Sunday, we've had around 24 volunteers committed to clear damage caused by yesterday's weather. Around 250 combined volunteer hours have been spent from Mount Barker SES to complete the 94 incidents we've responded to. Crews are still out cleaning a few outstanding incidents. We ask people to stay clear of the area to allow them to complete their job safely. All we do without them, just incredible. Thank you to everyone that does that, and well done, Harry. And finally, this morning from Sandra, she says, can anyone explain to me why using these QR codes is such an imposition? I'll happily jump through hoops if we can maintain quality of life here in SA compared to everything that seems to be happening overseas. Some perspective, I think, is incredibly important here. Get the app, scan it, and let's keep going about our daily lives. I've got to admit, went to my son's swimming lesson on Saturday. Kind of got caught in the hop a little bit. They'd had a previous QR code system and had to get the app and made sure it was all involved. You have to make sure you put in a little bit of identification. But once that's done, it's actually incredibly easy to use. And I mean, privacy concerns. I put that much stuff on social media, I don't think it would even matter. But with news coming in from the US of their incredible case numbers day by day, 2,000 deaths nationwide daily now, which is just staggering. Yeah, I think we are pretty lucky here in Australia. So Sandra, completely with you there. If you want to send through your thoughts, do so. powerfmsa.com.au. Letters to the broadcaster. Back next Tuesday.